The date is December 16th, 2015. The time is approximately 4:22 hours. I'm meeting with the... Excuse me, ladies. They're about to start filming over there, so... We could walk around this way. Where were you guys when this happened? Just very quickly.
We were parked right...
In the USA Gas, or...?
No, were on the corner. We were turning,
making a right onto Carmen, and we were the first car right in front.
Tell you what, I'm going to come through, and then we can walk around, because I want to go to your guys' vantage point.
Okay.
If you guys just go... On the other side of the press conference, I'll meet you at the tape over there in that corner.
I'm sorry.
Just on this side of the press conference, and I'll meet you at the tape on the back side. Joe Preciado. Bringing two wits into the scene, right, just over here to the USA. Yes. Just so you know. No. These are the two that are on my list. You guys can come right here. Come this way. Can you stay with me?
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. All right, and what I'm gonna do. At this car right here,
okay.
That way I can just interview her separately. Absolutely. You guys don't influence each other's statements,
gotcha.
And then we'll just go from there, okay? Chili out here.
Yeah. Really cold.
And your date of birth? Where were you guys standing?
So we were in our car, we were turning right, and we were the first car turning. So we saw, like, that car was right there, that SUV, the police SUV.
Uh-huh.
And then that's basically all we kind of saw, because there were some cars that were lined up.
Okay.
Turning left.
So you were all the way on the far right-hand side?
Yeah, we were in the far right-hand lane.
Okay, so this is Daly Drive, that's Carmen, so you're going to make a right onto Carmen Drive, going, then that's southbound.
Yes.
Okay. Were you driving or in the passenger seat?
I was in the passenger seat.
Passenger seat, who was driving?
My mom.
Okay. So what's the first thing you noticed that caught your attention?
The first thing, so there were actually people that were standing on the corner and they were videotaping.
Okay.
There was like four people. There was actually three males and then one female. And they were videotaping what was going on over here.
Was everybody videotaping or just some of them?
Someone was on the phone and they were basically commentating everything that was happening. And then everyone else was videotaping.
Okay.
What was happening.
And which way were they facing?
They were facing this way. They were facing that corner.
Okay. And then what else did you see?
And then, so I saw there was a man that was, he was kind of just yelling. There was an officer and he was kind of just yelling at the officer.
Where were they standing?
They were standing. The man was on the corner.
We can walk.
Okay. The man was on the corner, kind of like right where the skateboard is right there.
Okay. Is he on the sidewalk or on the
ground? He was on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And the officer was in the street. And then the man was kind of walking really fast towards the officer.
Okay.
Just kind of, he looked like he was yelling or
something. Where was the officer in relation to the man?
He was probably within 10 feet of him.
And which way? If you can kind of give me his orientation. Like on this side, towards the SUV side?
Oh, yes, towards this way. Yes,
okay.
Towards the SUV side.
Okay.
On the driver door side.
Okay.
So he was kind of just yelling at him and like the officer.
Did you have your windows up or down?
My mom's window was down and mine was up.
Okay. Could you hear anything that was being yelled?
I couldn't hear what they were saying, but those people were kind of just doing their own little commentary of what was happening.
Okay.
And basically they were saying the cop made a U-turn and pulled up on the guy, and the guy pulled out a knife.
But did you see any of that?
No, I didn't see the knife.
Okay, so
they were behind cars and I couldn't
see that. Okay, so so just let's talk about what you saw.
Okay.
So far we've gotten to the point where he, and we'll call him the person or the man.
Okay.
The man standing on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the police officer standing this side, which is north of him.
Yes.
On the actual, could you tell like which lane it was? That far lane?
I think it was the far lane.
Okay.
How
close to the SUV?
Closest to the sidewalk. He was probably within a few feet of the SUV.
Okay, and you said that the officer was within 10 feet of the man?
Yeah, I would say he was backing up as the man was walking towards him really, like, aggressively and fast.
Okay, could you see anything, any motions or anything, either person?
The officer was calling, he was talking on his radio, and then he had his hand on his holster.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
really
could you see what the man was doing?
I didn't see, but the people were saying that...
Don't worry about what the people said. Okay. I just want to know what you saw.
Okay, so I didn't really see it, but I just saw the cop. He had his hand on his holster, and he was calling for backup or something.
And what's the next thing you saw?
And then I didn't see it. All I heard was the gunshots. That's all I heard.
Could you see, were they still standing there when you heard the gunshots, or where were those guys?
So there were cars that were lined up. And so, but then we kept driving and we saw his body probably right there. And then, so we just heard the gunshots and we drove off. And then we just saw his body on the ground. And the officers had guns on him just to make sure he wasn't moving or whatever.
Okay, so
that's the next thing I saw.
All right. So let's talk about officer standing right here, mm-hmm. man standing right there.
Yeah.
You said the man was approaching him aggressively or something.
Yeah,
were your words again?
He was walking aggressively towards him.
Okay.
Kind of like charging him a little bit, but he wasn't running. He was just walking.
Officer, you said the officer had his hand on his radio and his other hand on his...
Yes, he was talking in the radio.
Okay.
And he had his hand on his holster and he was walking backwards.
Okay. You're indicating left hand. Was the officer left-handed, do you know?
I'm pretty sure his right hand. I'm pretty sure, yeah. It was left hand on the holster.
Okay. And then officers walking backwards. In which direction are they walking?
This way.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. and that's northbound on Carmen Drive?
But there were cars here, so I couldn't really see it.
So you lost sight of him?
Yeah.
And was that behind the cars? Is that why you lost sight of
him? It was behind the cars. And then...
How much time would you estimate elapsed from the time that you lost sight of them until when you heard gunshots?
I would say probably maybe 5 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
I would say.
And what did you hear as far as the gunshots going? This might sound a little odd, but rather than say I heard this many gunshots, I actually want you to say bang for each gunshot you heard. Okay.
Yeah.
So if
so
you could.
There was one loud bang, and then there was a pause, and then there was three right after another.
So, okay. So it was
bang, 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 bang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the next thing that happened?
The next thing that happened was we ended up turning because we realized we had to keep turning and doing our thing.
So did you turn right?
We turned right.
Okay.
And we were going up the street and I was peeking out and he was on the ground. The man was on the ground.
Okay. And where was he lying in relation to where the...
Probably in that general area, I would say.
Was he...
He was more almost in the middle between the two lanes.
Okay.
He wasn't really off to the side.
So in the center of both of those lanes?
Yeah. He was in the center. And then there were two cops holding their guns on him, and there was another cop that was parked right there, like near kind of like the one-way direction, who was coming to help the other cop.
Okay.
And then that's pretty much it. And then I came by again, and they were just, I just saw them trying to resuscitate the man. That's all I saw.
Okay. Who was trying to resuscitate him?
There were no civilians. It was just paramedics.
Oh, paramedics.
And, yeah, it was probably like 10 minutes after.
Okay, so 10 minutes after it took place.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go to when you drove southbound on Carmen?
We didn't go on the freeway. We just kept going straight, and then we went towards outlets.
Okay.
So we turned right.
Okay.
On that
Ridge Road. I forget what it's called.
Okay. And then where did you guys go after that?
We went to the outlets, and then I had to go get my car because I was with my mom.
Okay.
And then so I came back, and we tried to drive through here, but we weren't going anywhere. And then that's when I saw them trying to resuscitate him.
Okay.
And then we ended up just having to go around.
All right. Now, there were people standing on the street that said they saw something. What did you hear?
So what I heard, there were three men. One of them was talking a lot, and he was just saying, the guy has a knife. He's going towards the cop now. And then they shot him, and they were like, oh, they just shot him down. Like, he was calling someone. He was telling someone on the phone what was happening. So then he was like, oh, they shot him. He's dead. He's on the ground. And then that's pretty much it. And then we kept driving.
And you say there was three men and one woman?
Yes, there was three men, one woman.
Okay. How many of them were videotaping it?
The woman was videotaping, and then there was one of the men was on the phone, and then the other two were videotaping.
Okay, so two of the men videotaping, one man on the phone, one woman videotaping.
Yeah.
Were they all? What kind of devices were they using to videotape?
Cell phones.
So cell phones?
Yeah, it almost seems like they might have been with the man because they were crossing the street, unless they just knew what previously was happening, because it was just, I don't know, for some reason it just seemed like they already knew what was happening.
Okay.
Because they were already on the phone and already videotaping when we were pulling up. Okay. So I'm not sure, but.
Okay. Is there any other indication that would lead you to believe they were with the man other than that?
The man was kind of in scraggly clothing. I don't know if he was homeless, but those people were also kind of scraggly clothing as well.
Okay.
So I don't know if that is any indication that they were with him. I don't know. I don't want to say that to sound bad.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they looked like at all?
There were two of the men were African-American, and there was a woman who, she had blonde hair.
Hold on real quick. Two
African-American men. Probably 20s to 30s. And then there was an older Hispanic man.
Well, let's focus on just one of those black males for now. So you have a black male.
Yeah.
How old would you say he was?
He was probably like 20s to 30s. Probably late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure he had a beard.
Beard?
Yeah. And then he was wearing a beanie, he was cursing a lot when he was talking about the man.
Well, what kind of things was he saying?
He was, like, saying the N-word and, like, just saying, oh, well, that, like, he dropped, he's dead, like, just all that stuff.
Did you hear him say any names?
No, he didn't say any names.
Okay.
And then,
so what did that guy, what did his hair look like? Did you see
him? I mean, he had, like, kind of, like, short hair. He was kind of tall, and he was skinny, too.
So tall? How tall would you say he was?
I would say he's at least maybe 6 foot.
Okay. And what was his build like? Was he skinny?
He was skinny.
Slender?
Yeah, slender.
Okay. And his hair was short, you said?
Yeah, I would say it was short.
And you said he had a beard. Did he have a mustache?
Possibly.
Anything else about his physical person that you remember?
He might have been wearing glasses.
Okay, so let's talk about what he was wearing.
He was wearing a blue shirt.
Let's start at the top. Did you say a beanie?
Yeah, it was like a black beanie.
Black beanie?
Yeah.
Okay, and then next thing down?
He could have been wearing glasses, I'm not sure.
Sunglasses or prescription glasses?
Prescription. I'm not sure, though.
And then what about a shirt?
I'm pretty sure it was a blue shirt.
What kind of blue shirt?
Like a royal blue shirt.
T-shirt.
Yeah. Royal blue t-shirt and then black sweatpants or jeans.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
And then see his shoes?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Now let's go to the second male. Was this male videotaping?
He was the one that was talking.
Talking on the phone?
Yes.
So that's the phone caller.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go to another one of the males.
There was an older Hispanic man.
So Hispanic male?
Yeah.
How old?
I would say maybe 50s.
50, like late, early, mid?
Probably mid.
Mid-50s. And, okay. Start with his hair.
I think he was bald.
Bald?
Yeah.
Any facial hair?
I think a mustache.
Mustache.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The first gentleman you described, did you happen to catch the color of his eyes?
Brown.
Brown eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now let's go back to this guy, the Hispanic male. Eyes, did you see him or not? It's okay if you didn't.
Probably, maybe brown. Definitely, I don't think any other color.
Okay.
He was short. He was probably...
How tall would you say he was?
5'7".
Okay. And what was his build like?
He was a little bit rounder.
So, medium, heavy?
Probably medium.
Okay. Anything else about his physical person besides his clothing that you noticed?
No, I can't.
Okay, so now his clothing, if you can recall, from top to bottom.
I think he had a hat on as well, a black, like a baseball cap.
Did you say black?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think like a zip-up white, gray jacket.
Okay.
And then that's kind of all I could remember.
Okay. All right, and what was that guy doing?
He was just videotaping. He was behind
them. Cell phone?
Yeah, cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the last man. What was he?
I don't really know a lot about him. All I know is he was African-American as well.
So black male.
Yeah.
And any idea of age?
Oh, he was young. I would say probably the same as the other guy, like late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm. Anything
about his hair?
Short hair, yeah.
Short hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything facial hair-wise?
I can't recall.
Okay. No, that's fine. It's only what you remember. It's a lot. Yeah. So anything else about his physical person that you can recall? Color eyes or anything else?
I'm pretty sure brown eyes.
Okay.
And then that's about it. I remember what the female, she was...
Okay, is that all you recall about that guy?
Yeah, about the other man, yeah. Okay.
So, now the female, what race was she?
She was Caucasian.
So, white female.
She was young. She was probably late 20s. And she had, like, blondish hair. And,
color eyes, you see?
Like, probably green, blue, really light-colored eyes.
Okay.
And she was probably, she was kind of tall. She was about probably like 5'7", 5'8".
Okay. What was her build like?
She was thin.
Thin?
Yeah.
You see what she was wearing?
She was, I want to say she was wearing a sweatshirt. Maybe like a black sweatshirt.
Okay.
And then, it was either sweatpants or jeans. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Can you see what color?
Maybe. No, I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else about them? Oh, I'm sorry. And what was she doing?
She was videotaping, and she was just in shock the whole time.
The other, this last black male that you don't have a good description of, is he the one that was placing the 911 or the call to somebody else?
No, that was the first one I was telling you.
Oh, okay,
about.
And then so
he was on the phone.
Cell phone video.
Everyone else was videotaping on their cell phones. All those other two people,
people. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the guy that you saw with the officer, the man over here, do you remember anything about his description that you can recall?
He had like bleached dyed hair, almost like an orange or like a blonde, and he had a tattoo on his neck.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but it was on his neck. And
what was his hair like besides being like bleached?
It was a little bit long. It was kind of scraggly.
Uh-huh.
And he was wearing almost like a vest or like a tank top kind of shirt.
Uh-huh.
And black. Like, it was, like, a black, and then he was also wearing black pants.
So, black top and black pants?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And then he was Caucasian as well. And then,
You see anything in his hands?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't see anything. I mean, if he did pull something out, it was probably in his pocket and then after. Because he said that they pulled it out, and then that was when I lost vision of him.
So. All right. Anything else about what happened out here that I'm not asking you that you think is important or maybe not don't even think is important?
I don't think so. I don't know if there was a previous occurrence to cause, because there were a lot of cops already over here, I guess. My mom said she saw a lot of cops. Like, there was one already parked or, like, hanging out right there, and then that one was right there.
And we have those circumstances of what happened prior to him coming here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so we were just assuming that something already happened, but we just didn't know.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's about it.
All right. I'm going to have you switch out with your mom now, and then okay. I'm going to have you hang out there. Do you have any ID on you?
We have it in the car.
That's okay. If you could, while I'm talking to your mom, mm-hmm. go grab your ID for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Car to grab her identification, and then she's going to come back over here. So when you come back, you can just wait right here where your mom was waiting, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, and your name is? Here today, you're out here and you saw something or heard whatever. What can you tell me about what you saw or heard?
So we were pulling out of this driveway from the shopping center right here, mm-hmm. and when we pulled out, I noticed people on the corner, like we're on this area right here in front of that 7-Eleven.
The marquee there.
The marquee there, and they were pointing and.
And where were you specifically?
We were pulling out and pulling into that far right lane to turn right.
Was that from the area where Chewy's is on the other side?
That first driveway right there.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So we pulled out and we pulled right into that right lane.
Right where that gray Nissan just took a right? Oh, it's hard to see. So yeah. If you step right here,
right
that
right where it says the prices of the gas right there.
Gotcha.
By the 7-Eleven right there.
Gotcha.
So we pulled right up there and. There was a car in front of us, and we noticed all these people videotaping and doing all this stuff over here and pointing and yelling, and I rolled down my window to hear what they were saying, and just then the car in front of me turned, so I moved forward. When I moved forward, I noticed there was a man, blonde, looked a little disheveled,
uh-huh.
standing, looked like just on the curb.
Where was he in relation to that police vehicle with its lights on right now?
Behind it.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't, and again, I can't remember if they were standing right on the curb or right in the street.
Okay.
Right around there, right by the light.
Okay. Like. And what else did you see?
And the police officer was probably maybe 10 feet away from him.
And in what direction from him?
He was standing closer to where the police vehicle is.
Okay. So the man standing either on the curb or on the street right there. Officer, same thing. 10 yeah. feet this way of him, which
yes.
is, that's north?
Yes, 10 okay. feet north.
Okay.
And
all right.
Were,
what did you see?
They were talking to each other. It looked like an intense discussion
uh-huh.
about something. And the guy...
What would lead you to believe it was intense?
There was a lot of arms flying with the guy.
Okay.
He was like, you know, doing this, and he kept walking, taking a step, and the police officer was doing this. He was, you know, talking.
You're backing up?
But he took a step back.
Okay.
And then it continued, and I was kind of distracted because the people next to me were saying, oh my God, he has a knife. And... So I told Sammy, just close your window, and we pulled forward a little bit more, and I could see the police officer backing up more, and the guy...
Where was the officer backing towards, in what direction?
North.
So he kept going north?
Yeah.
How far now is the officer?
Maybe he backed up, maybe... I saw him move back, maybe...
In relation to the police vehicle, where was he?
Probably where the front of the vehicle is.
Okay.
Now... And the guy is getting closer to him.
Uh-huh.
And then just at that point, there was another police vehicle there. I can't tell if it was like at an angle like that. It looked like it was that police officer's, but it was a police car right there.
Uh-huh.
And there was a car also to my left.
Okay.
In the next lane over. And when they backed up, they got behind the police car, and I couldn't see them. But Sammy could see them, because she was on the right of me.
So where was the police car again, in relation to that police car?
It was probably a little more north.
And facing which way?
To me, I want to say it was facing south.
Okay. And was it on that side of the street or this side? Okay, so it was on the opposing lanes?
Yeah.
All right.
My guess is that the police pulled the car up there and stopped very quickly. It wasn't, like, parked or anything. Mm-hmm. And so they went behind that, and this other car came up on my right lane, and it must have been maybe...
You said right lane, but you used your left.
I'm sorry.
I just caught that.
That was good. To the lane on my left.
Okay.
So there was a car here. So for a split second, couldn't see anything.
Uh-huh.
But it may have been like 3 seconds at the most, and you heard pop, pop. Pop, pop, pop.
Okay.
I think there was 5 shots.
Okay. And in that succession, kind of what you just said?
Like 2 shots and then 3 shots.
Okay.
Very quickly, though.
Could you hear anything else going on at the time?
The only thing I could hear was the people on the corner saying, oh, my God, he just shot that guy for no reason. But to me, you know...
Did you ever hear anything else that they said?
Yeah.
What else?
He said, oh, my God. And this, and part of me was, like, trying to protect her. She was visibly upset because she had just heard the shots. And I was... So, as they were talking, they were saying, oh, my God, he just shot this guy for no reason. They also said he had a knife. All he had was a knife. I did see something in his hand, but I couldn't say what it was.
Could you tell which hand?
His arms were kind of flailing around.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't really tell. His arms were flailing, but he was very disheveled, so it was hard to tell.
Okay.
And from our direction, he was facing like this.
Uh-huh.
And we were right there, so all I could see was arms.
Okay.
People next to me were saying he had a knife.
He had a knife.
He had a knife. He has a knife. So then...
When were they saying he has a knife? At what point? Was that...
He said it before. Before the shots.
Okay.
When we were just pulled up there, and then maybe 5 to 10 seconds later after the shooting.
Okay. So 5 to 10 seconds after you heard that statement, you heard the shots?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there was a lot of... There was probably, you know, 7 or 8 people standing there with cell phones.
Okay.
Watching it. And I kept saying...
Do you remember what any of them looked like?
There was an African-American man wearing red.
I'll go through this real quick. So the first guy, was he taping? What was he doing?
He was taping.
Taping? What was he using to tape?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. And you said he was a black male.
Mm-hmm.
How old did you say he was?
Early 20s.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. How tall would you say that guy was?
6 foot.
Okay. What was his build like?
Thin.
Thin? Okay. See his hair?
I want to say he was wearing a hat, but I don't really remember.
Okay. See his eyes?
No.
Facial hair?
I really couldn't tell you.
That's fine. And if you can't, I don't want you to make anything up. You know, just tell
really
me. I can't remember.
He
That's
looked
fine.
Like, to me, he looked, you know...
Well, real quick, what was his shirt? You said red?
Yeah, his pants, to me, his pants and his shirt, his pants and his jacket were the same color.
Oh, he's wearing a jacket.
He had a jacket kind of like this, just, mm-hmm. you know, and pants the same color.
And what color was that?
It was kind of like a faded red.
Faded red? Okay. Any designs or anything on him?
No.
Okay. Anything else you remember about this guy?
He had a white phone.
White phone?
He had a white phone.
Okay. All right. You remember anybody else standing over there?
Not specifically. He stood out because he was the loudest.
Okay. Is he the one that was making the statements?
Yes.
Okay.
There was some other people there that were young. And I couldn't really tell you. They all had phones.
Okay. No, and that's... Then were they all taping?
Yeah,
or were they doing
all taping.
Them? Okay. Now, let's go back to the guy that was engaged with the officer. You said he had, like, bleach blonde hair? Or bleach... I'm sorry. What did you say about his hair?
It's blonde hair.
That was your daughter.
But it looked kind of...
What did it look like to you?
Raggedy... maybe dreadlocks, kind of
okay.
Raggedy-looking hair.
And what was that guy's race?
He looked white to me.
Okay. Okay. So white male. Could you tell how old he was?
I would say... I'm just going to say somewhere around 30.
Okay. How tall would you say he was?
Maybe 5'10".
And what was his build?
Thin.
Okay.
He almost looked like kind of homeless.
Okay.
Or he also, my first thought was he's on some sort of drugs.
Okay.
He was acting erratically.
What would lead you to say that he was being erratic?
He just didn't... He just, you know, it was just like sudden movements, and he was just like, you know, constant moving,
okay.
Arms going, and just, you could tell he was upset, but not like if, like, a regular person was standing there upset,
okay.
Having an argument with a police officer. He
okay.
was like somebody you'd want to back away from. And
well, if you could tell me what he was wearing, start off, did he have anything on his head?
I don't think so.
And he could tell a shirt?
I honestly don't remember his clothes.
Okay. No, that's fine.
I just don't remember his clothes. I remember I was so distracted because I saw them arguing, but this guy next to me was just so loud and
okay.
saying such, you know, derogatory things.
So, you lost sight of him when the vehicle pulled up next to you. What's the next thing that you did?
So, when I heard the shots... And I decided I'm going because I was trying to make a right turn there.
Yeah.
There was cars behind me.
Uh-huh.
And so I started to make the right turn. And as I started to make the right turn, I saw this same man on the ground.
Okay. Where was he lying in relation to where we are right now?
I want to say it was... To me, it was like right around over here.
Okay.
But I'm seeing everything over here, so to me,
well, just what
like,
you remember. That's all
yeah.
I care about.
I mean, it was in this general area right here.
Uh huh.
It was behind the police car. I mean, it was on the north side of the police car, and he was on the ground, kind of near the curb.
So he was on the street then.
From there, I couldn't tell if he was, like, hanging over the curb.
Okay.
Or what. But there was the police officer
uh-huh.
was standing over him with his gun drawn,
okay.
pointing at him.
Okay.
And I believe there was another police officer there.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't stick around long enough.
So where did you go?
We turned right.
Okay.
And went up over the freeway.
So you went, that's southbound Carmen?
Yes.
Okay, so you went southbound Carmen,
mm-hmm.
and then where did you go when you went over the freeway?
Well, my daughter's car was over at the outlets.
Okay.
So I took her to where her car was, but we stopped. I took it very slow because she was upset.
Okay.
And so well, I wanted to talk to her a little bit before she got in her car to drive.
Okay.
And then when we came back, because I live up Carmen here.
Okay.
I came this way. Rather than go all the way around, I came this way and then turned left. And
so you came Carmen, made a left right here on Daly, and then what?
I went all the way to Las Poses, up to Las, and then all the way around and tried to get home.
Okay, so you were driving.
Yes.
Anybody else in the car with you?
No.
Besides your daughter?
Yeah.
She said she was in the passenger seat, is that correct? Okay. Anything else that I'm forgetting to ask you about this?
No. No, it happened very quickly.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
No, it just happened very quickly. Honestly, the most upsetting thing, I mean, obviously the whole thing is upsetting. Upsetting was seeing all these people with their cameras out. Like
it's, that's today's age. That's just what
like
it is.
They're videotaping a parade, you know?
Anytime there's an officer involved in anything, that's what
God,
you see.
It was awful.
All right. Well, let's come over here. I just want to make sure I got a full description of the guy you saw talking to the officer.
Yeah.
What race was he?
He was Caucasian. He was white.
Caucasian, so white.
Mm-hmm.
And how old would you say he was?
Late 20s, mid to late 20s.
Okay. And starting at his hair, what was his hair again?
It was like a bleached or like an orangish color. It wasn't like, it was like a blondish orange color.
Okay. And then any facial hair that you noticed?
Scruff. He had like 5 o'clock shadow, but you could notice it. It was noticeable. So okay. It was growing out a little bit.
And then you said something about a neck tattoo?
He had a tattoo on the left side because he was walking as well. So
okay.
A little tattoo on his left side of his neck.
Okay. How tall would you say he was?
Probably like 5'10". Not very tall, but...
How about his build?
He was slim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else about his physical person that you noticed?
He looked almost homeless,
okay.
But that's about it.
And his clothes, what was he wearing? Any hat or anything?
No,
like that?
Not a hat.
What about a shirt, jacket, whatever?
It was like a almost like a tank top or a vest. It was black.
That's what you said, black, and then
black pants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right, ladies.
Did you want to see my ID?
Yes.
Okay.